control.
I will stay just a short time this evening, but because, as I said to you before, I would try to bring another.
Yes, you were looking forward to it.
There will have to be slight adjustments, but I do not see a problem.
Okay.
When I leave you, continue as you would do normally until such time as your visitor arrives.
Certainly, thank you very much.
I want you to say to this lady, the one I am using, that we would like to make adjustments to our way of eating. I am trying to help her, but perhaps you will mention to her afterwards.
Yes, adjustments to her way of
eating.
Eating, thank you.
If she sits quietly, like we know she does, she will know what to do.
Sure.
But please do say afterwards to her.
You certainly will.
It is nothing drastic, just little thing to alter.
Right. Thank you. Yes, I will see that she has that information. Are you able to take one question? Something I have been asked to put to you.
Quickly this time.
Yes, please. Certainly. There was a documentary, as we call it, on a television screen last night, I am told, saying that what is now considered positively to be the Ark has been found Turkey. I wondered if you would know if this is so.
I believe I have said before to you that such a vessel did exist.
Yes, you have.
Yes, think no more need be said
right
on that matter.
Okay. We shall wait and see what develops. Thank you very much.
I would say just one last thing. When you speak to the one who is to come, will you please speak very softly to him? My blessings go with you all.
And I love with you.
Now, let us continue. your army.
Welcome to.
On your army.
Yes, we can with you. Thank you.
I can wait if you like.
Who can?
What? I can wait if you like.
You can wait, no? You speak now. I was asked to speak quietly to you. I'm ready for you to speak to us. Forward to hearing you.
Please be patient with me until I make adjustments, please.
Yes, of course.
I am very happy to join you.
That's very nice to hear, and we are very, very happy to have you with us.
I am happy that the one you know as Salomet has allowed me to speak.
He is indeed a very good friend of ours now.
Although I knew what I had to do, it is not easy.
It must be very difficult, I imagine. That's why we do appreciate so much you taking the trouble to visit us like this. Because it cannot be easy for you.
Salomet is helping. Because you see, I have not done this before. Never before.
Is that so? And we do feel very honored that you should be doing it for the first time with us.
I must say, it is easy for him to speak.
Yes, but not so easy for you.
I hope I leave the lady comfortable.
Always very considerate of the instrument. That is why they are very pleased to be used by you.
All right. Let me tell you why I have come. A long, long time. Forgive me. It is not easy to speak, but be patient, please.
Oh, yes, of course.
I have been aware that this is possible, of course, but until this time, I have not even considered doing such a thing.
Is that so?
I am not of your earth life. I never have been, but I am still aware of it.
Well, this makes your visit extremely interesting to us. When you say you are not of our earth life,
like Salomat, I too go forward teaching.
Yes.
But I I teach in spirit.
I understand.
I am what you call a keeper.
Yes.
I am a keeper of records.
Is that so?
I am aware that you know it by other names.
Yes, we do have other names for it. But we do know what you mean.
I help. Forgive me. Be patient.
Yes,
little uncomfortable. Double speaking.
Yes, of course. Would it help if your instrument had a sip of water? Or would that be too disturbing?
We are making adjustments.
Thank you.
Communication is becoming simpler as your earthly time passes by. But still we have problems.
Yes, there are many problems, aren't there?
I am a keeper of records, as I said.
Yes.
I think you humans are under some misapprehensions about these things.
Yes, it is quite possible that we are. We have certain knowledge, but we have no means of saying that that knowledge is correct and accurate.
You are aware that there are different levels of existence in our side of life.
Yes, we are aware of that.
Salomat has told you this much.
Of course he has, yes.
really believe that you think there is one hall of records, do you not?
No, I would, my own opinion is that there are many such halls.
Exactly. And I am one keeper of one such hall.
It must be a very exacting job.
It is work that instructs and pleases me.
Yes, I'm sure it must be.
It is not given lightly to any one.
That I well believe. It is so important.
As you have many libraries,
yes.
In your world, so too we have halls of records.
I believe your records go from the beginning of known time, do they not?
They always have been and always will be. I will explain to you a letter.
Thank you. We are all very, very anxious to learn all we can of the lives to come.
I believe Salumet has told you all that you come to our world in your sleep states.
Yes, he has told us that.
Therefore, to all of you, this hall of records is available.
We have been trying to make ourselves become aware of what we do in your world during our sleep, and hopefully shall be bringing back memories with us. You know it is not easy, but we would like to be able to do that.
You all have been within the Hall of Records.
Good.
Let me tell you how we work.
Yes, please.
When someone has the awareness to want to seek more growth, they are allowed to approach the Hall of Records.
Yes.
But they would not automatically be allowed to enter.
So I understand. There are necessarily restrictions, yes.
That is where I come into the picture.
I see.
Hence, I am known as the keeper of the record.
So you have to give permission before we could be granted entry into the hall. Is that so?
I will wishes to enter to see whether they are worthy of it.
Yes, I follow.
Once that has been granted, they are allowed to come and enter the Hall of Records.
And then they would have help in tracing whatever it is they wish to find, would they?
Firstly, they have to enter with my permission. Inside, let me say, they are usually overawed by what they encounter.
I can well believe that. It must be an incredible sight.
I am not sure if Salumet has told you that. How can I say? We have a board of beings.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who will guide you?
Good.
Make suggestions to you to ensure that the knowledge you seek will be used wisely.
That is what I was about to ask. We would only be allowed to acquire that knowledge if it was going to be used for the benefit of others. Is that right?
That is part of my work, that only those who are, I think you would term, genuine, would be allowed to enter.
I thought it. Yes. And how are the records? How would they appear to us? As a library full of books and parchments and papers, or are they kept in another way?
There is not one way, as the person would expect to find his life's history, then he would find it to be that way. But I would say, normally, they see in front of them a shelf full of books, each one devoted to a life.
I see.
Which they would be allowed to look at and to study.
Would they be able to study a volume dealing with another person's life, or would they be restricted to their own life?
They would only be allowed access to their own records, unless there was exceptional circumstances, and they are very few and far between.
So, if I am getting correctly what you are saying, if I were to come into the hall tonight and wish to see the whole record of however many past lives I had spent on this earth, I would be allowed in, or if I would be allowed in, I could have access to all those records, could I?
You can.
You can. So the whole of our previous existence is recorded and available for us to examine.
All is available to you.
Well, that's most interesting.
But as I have said, you would be advised wisely as you enter into this great hall.
Yes.
As you know, free will is still active, but not many would ignore the great advice given.
No, of course not. I think they were very foolish if they did.
Most people who enter also would like to know what is to come.
That is also possible from the records, is it?
It is possible, but that is not always allowed.
No.
There are restrictions there.
I can imagine that. Because we could presumably, if we were allowed to see what is to come in one of our particular lives, and we were far ahead, we could perhaps not want to take that life. Is that right?
Well, wanting or not wanting is not really a consideration.
But it has to be listed.
What is written would have to be.
So we could not opt out of it.
You would not be allowed to opt out, as you say. It would perhaps give you some insight into what was necessary. Remember that you all choose anyway.
Yes.
What you come to do.
Quite.
So, only the outline structure could be changed.
Yes. But what we have to do is already written and must be observed then.
Yes, the whole pattern of your existence already exists.
And that applies to everybody on this earth, in the past, present, and who will be on this earth. There are no exceptions, I imagine.
Past, present, future, all are one.
All are one. This is what we find, of course, that is extremely difficult to understand. We don't doubt what you say, but our understanding is so limited that we cannot comprehend fully.
Yes, of course. But looking at, excuse me, one moment.
Yes, certainly.
Always understanding is the problem. Let me try to make an analogy for you. Take yourself an orb. Start at any point.
Yes.
Whichever direction you take, where
the same point, of course.
Yes. So, always the beginning is the end.
Yes.
Always continuous in whichever direction you take. If you stand at a point on this orb, how far can you see round?
Not very far at all.
But still it exists.
Yes. Oh, it does.
So can you see, although your awareness is only so far, it is still continuous, it is still there.
And these records for which you are responsible, and do they relate only to this planet Earth?
Of course not.
This is what I was thinking. They take in other galaxies as well, do they?
Let me tell you this. You, humankind, are only one lot in all of creation.
Yes.
Why do you think you would be an exception?
I didn't know whether there were halls of records applicable to each planet such as ours, or whether they were all congregated under one roof, as it were.
I see. I am sorry. I think I misunderstood you. Yes, I have said many halls of records. Yes, of course, I see what you mean. When you enter these halls of records, of course, there are sections separated, where different records would be kept.
Yes.
Only the keeper would know what existed within the hall. But all life, all of creation has their own record.
I see.
So you see, all are separate in the sense. Your records would not be mixed with anyone else's.
No.
Each is a separate unit.
And does a similar pattern have to be followed in each of the cases where the halls of records operate? I mean, are they all able to see their past and their future, if permitted? Does the same system apply to all other worlds?
Let me say this. I can only speak of what I know, but I have been told that those of a higher existence have a different method.
Method is correct.
Well, as my whole of record would appear to look like a library of what you would perceive it to be, as the state of awareness and growth is there, so it is condensed to one volume.
Oh, I see.
Rather like a refinement, if you like.
So all extraneous matter is disposed of.
Yes, as all excesses are disposed of.
Yes, I follow
that. So too are all the records.
Because they would not be applicable any longer.
Exactly.
Also the development of the person concerned.
You have it, yes, that is what I am
saying. That makes it much clearer. And of course that in our conception of time is infinitely far away.
We are speaking, yes, to areas that are beyond my knowledge, but I have been told of them.
Yes.
And hopefully one time as I grow, perhaps I will be allowed to be keeper of one of these.
I hope so too. It must be the most rewarding job to have.
It teaches me a great deal.
I can imagine that.
My love of people has become enormous. To help one soul find himself, to know what he is about, is indeed a great joy.
It must be.
And to be within the presence of the Board of Beings is something feel humbled by, and also honored to.
Well, we can understand that, and a number of us here can, because we have been fortunate enough to have experienced a visit, albeit a short one, from higher beings, and we have felt just like that, honored and humbled.
Yes.
So I do understand your meaning.
Of course, these beings radiate great love.
We were told a little while ago about your halls of light, too, which we didn't know about.
You didn't know. Or perhaps someone can come.
We would be much grateful for any information we can get. And tonight really has been beyond our thanks for what you have told us.
Sayonat is saying to me, you have not told them about the structure of the record. I apologize, but perhaps he will allow me another visit.
I certainly hope so. We shall indeed look forward to it. It's been immensely interesting. And has taught us a great deal also. And we all thank you most sincerely.
I hope the visit has been as worthwhile for you as it has been for me.
And it's very nice of you to say so, and I'm sure it has been even more so for us. And we do thank you again for having made the effort to be with us.
And I want to thank the instruments sincerely
certainly wouldn't be my pleasure to do it. I'm sure it will be hers to know that she has been of such help. And her love is with you.
I will, of course, bring him another time.
Mm. I just can't say I'm right in saying we're overwhelmed, Sergeant, but I think my colleagues would agree with me. Overwhelmed of what we have been told tonight. There's so much to think about.
The effort made on his part was indeed a great one.
I do appreciate it so much, we can't say it fully.
I would not have brought him if it had not been so.
Okay.
Now, for this time, I leave you.
Thank you indeed for all the trouble.
May love surround you all as you go about your daily duties.
And you, Sandomet, and our friend the keeper, we look on him as a friend now.
I'm sure he does too.
Well, then, sure.